A new film series aims to get residents of all of Easton's neighborhoods together, talking about and viewing great films all summer in the Great Landis Cinema in Buck Hall, in Lafayette College's new campus at the bottom of the hill just north of 22 on 3rd Street. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. I spoke to Carol Inman, a grant writer, together with her friend Peter Coyne, a major film buff who came up with the idea of a summer cinema series that would build on the already established audience for the Lafayette College series. And the series begins this Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. with the beautiful film from 2002, Whale Rider. I spoke to Peter Coyne and Carol Inman about this great film series that they've got ready to present on the Lafayette College campus in their great new theater. Carol Inman.
So Village on College Hill is a nonprofit that serves senior citizens who live in the College Hill section of Easton. Their mission is to help seniors live vibrant lives as they age in place. A lot of the members had been attending the Faculty Favorites Tuesday Night Film Series. We really enjoyed the community that it created, so we decided that we would form a summer series for the films. And they sponsored the grant that we wrote to the Andrew W. Mellon Lehigh Valley Engaged Humanities Consortium. We also got 50% matching funding from the Office of the President at Lafayette College.
Peter Coyne.
Carol Inman did all the heavy lifting on that. I was kind of a cheerleader as I thought, I don't know if we're going to get this money. And then it came through and I thought, now what do we do? I'm a West Ward guy, so that was the first I ever heard of Village on College Hill.
I just love how the entire program has really grown beautifully. But lately they've been doing a really nice job of half the room full on some nights with a great film and great conversations afterwards. And for people that don't know about this yet, it's been a great program.
No, I've been a regular attendee, and I even had the lucky break of professors not being able to introduce Brokeback Mountain's Andy Smith, who runs the program, invited me to introduce in my stand-in role, and it is a favorite film of mine.
And Andy has invited community members to continue to contribute their favorite film suggestions and lead discussions. So it's a real growing together, I think, of town and gown and different parts of the city.
And it's also, for Easton, it's a great thing to have a cinema on 3rd Street, which is basically our main street, and we don't have to climb the steps to the College Hill campus. It's right there. There's easy parking. I walk there from my house, and it really is a benefit to the community, and the mix of community members and students is really a fascinating interaction.
It's been just a great idea. Kind of was just talking about the idea of the people and school meeting each other in that great place, and it's been a great series.
Since I've lived here, I've felt that Easton is a movie-starved city. I'm used to living in San Francisco, where there's the Castro, New York City, there's Film Society of Lincoln Center, there's Film Forum on Houston Street. So this series, for me, is like a special treat. I'm very happy about it.
And you should also mention, for people that have not been there yet to see one of these wonderful films, it is a real beautiful screening room.
I think it seats 170. And, of course, if we hit the standing room only, there are little steps where people can sit. The Landis Cinema in Buck Hall on 3rd Street, free!
Well, we're going to launch with Whale Rider, which is a great family-friendly film. I wouldn't say all of our films are appropriate for all ages, but this one is. It's filmed in New Zealand, and there's a young girl, and she wants to be the chief of her tribe, and she believes that she's destined to do so. But her grandfather is a traditionalist, and he believes that only men in the family can hold that position. And through a lot of steady determination and some help from her grandmother, she perseveres and has a spiritual experience with the whales. And I don't want to give everything away, but
the Hollywood classic I equate it to, if I were doing a double feature, it would be National Velvet with Elizabeth Taylor, who has to cut her hair and pretend to be a boy to get to race her horse Pie in the sweepstakes.
Right.
And this is like a 21st century feminist view of National Velvet in a way, although there's more at stake than a horse race.
Most of the films I love in this series is, you either haven't seen them since it was in the theater, or you've seen it a few times on TV, which is a wrong way to see films. Getting to see them on a real screen once again. And there were some amazing films in the series this spring.
Carol Inman. and Peter Coyne, co-directors of the Easton Summer Cinema 2018 program, Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. from May 22nd through July 24th. It's free, and there is also free parking. Lafayette College's Buck Hall, 248 North 3rd Street at the foot of College Hill. Free parking across the street and behind Buck Hall. The film series is sponsored by Lafayette College's Office of the President and the Andrew Mellon Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.